Welcome to NORCAM Reel to Reel Reviews. I'm your host, Ben. This week's reviewed film is The Death of Stalin, based on the graphic novel of the same name. It stars Steve Buscemi, Jeffrey Tambor, and Andrea Riseborough, and directed by Armand Iannucci. Anyone with a fair grasp on the history of the Soviet Union will know very well of the brutal regime of Joseph Stalin, and with a title like The Death of Stalin, one would assume the film would be a dreary and suspenseful historical drama, but instead Iannucci and his ensemble cast emerge with a uniquely sarcastic and ruthlessly witty political satire, something Saturday Night Live hasn't been able to produce for the last 20 years. But that's a different story. Here are the good, the bad, and the final judgment. The good. The best part of the film is a toss-up between the acting and the writing. Every character in the film is such an incredible deconstruction of the real historical figures that will make you love them, despite them being contemptibly awful people. The writing, dialogue, and the well-roundedness of the film all comes together to resemble a comedic version of the show House of Cards. A Kremlin of Cards, if you will, minus Kevin Spacey. All in all, the film's ability to make a somber subject matter comic and facetious parallels many of Stanley Kubrick's earliest works, such as Dr. Strangelove, Lolita, and Barry Lyndon. Bad. The Death of Stalin has relatively few downsides, other than some gags going on a slight bit too long. Also, the film does feel rather short due to its quick pacing. The film itself would have benefited from a slightly slower pace as well as a longer runtime. That would make the film far more memorable than it already is.
The final judgment.
Gentlemen of the jury, have you reached a verdict?
We have, Your Honor.
Will the defendant please rise and face the jury?
The Death of Stalin is a lavish and aesthetically pleasing spectacle that delivers a highbrow comedic punch that Hollywood has been lacking these last couple of years. Mostly because of people like Adam Sandler. Final rating for the film, 9 out of 10. Thank you for joining, and we'll see you next time.
This podcast is part of the Norcast Podcast Network. Check out more podcasts at podomatic.com/norcam.